From Bhagavatam class this morning, Srila Prabhupada is giving a clear formula for prosperity, well-being, and comfortable living in this world. This is Srila Prabhupada's purport, well, to the following verse on King Prithu's appearance and coronation. Rishaya Ushu Esha Vishnur Bhagavata Kalabhu Vanapalini Yam Chalakshmya Sambhutim Purushasyana Payani. The great sages said, the male is a plenary expansion of the power of Lord Vishnu, who maintains the entire universe, and the female is a plenary expansion of the goddess of fortune, who is never separated from the Lord. This is talking about Prithu Maharaj and his good wife. Srila Prabhupada's purport now is, the significance of the goddess of fortunes never being separated from the Lord is clearly mentioned herein. People in the material world are very fond of the goddess of fortune and they want her favor in the form of riches. They should know, however, that the goddess of fortune is inseparable from Lord Vishnu. Materialists should understand that the goddess of fortune should be worshipped along with Lord Vishnu and should not be regarded separately. Materialists seeking the favor of the goddess of fortune must worship Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi together to maintain material opulence. If a materialist follows the policy of Ravana, who wants to separate Sita from Lord Ramachandra, the process of separation will vanquish him. Those who are very rich and have taken favor of the goddess of fortune in this world must engage their money in the service of the Lord. In this way, they can continue their opulent position without disturbance. Srila Prabhupada here is particularly addressing people who are enjoying the good life, people who have money and wealth, and maybe even people who don't necessarily have so much wealth, but at the same time they want to enjoy life. The enjoying propensity is there. They're not full-time devotees. They're not giving their whole lives for the missionary activity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but rather they're attached to working, to having their home and family, and so on. But there's a formula to this. That formula Krishna mentions earlier on in the Gita, Ishta Bhogan Hiyodeva Dasyante Yagyabhavita. He says, in the beginning, I created demigods along with sacrifices, and in that way, Krishna said, by the performance of sacrifice, there will be prosperity, and then anad bhavanti bhutani parjanya dharna sambhava, and there will be rain, and there will be grains, and so on. And what does yagya mean? What does sacrifice mean? Sacrifice means you give up something, you offer of what you have to the demigods, and ultimately through the demigods to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the way in which the process of cause and effect, or give and take within the world, in terms of how people are going to be able to maintain themselves, to get opulence, to get wealth, or just even to get money by which to get by with, to have a relatively comfortable living, works. That's how money will come. You have to sacrifice some of it, you have to give it for the service of the Lord, because that's where you got it from. And when people do that, then here Srila Prabhupada says they'll be able to actually continue on in a prosperous or opulent position without disturbance. Unfortunately, the policy which people cultivate in the modern world is that of Ravana. I don't want to give anything for the service of the Lord. I worked hard, I sweated for what I have, and I want to keep what I have. I don't have any extra. And while one may be able to have a certain degree of wealth for a restricted period of time with that type of mentality, it's not going to last very long. It's a short-lived policy. Ultimately, the source of that wealth, which is the goddess of fortune, will stop, will cut off the manifestation of her potency. Why? Because such people deny the service of Lord Narayan, and effectively they want to separate Sita from Ramchandra. interestingly enough, Ravana, after he stole Sita, and we know this story, he couldn't enjoy her. He was cursed. He was cursed that you can't forcibly enjoy a woman. So Sita Devi wouldn't even actually speak to him directly. She spoke to him through someone else. So all he had was kept her captive within a garden, and he could look at her, but he had no access. So we see that this is the situation also with materialistic people, that despite the fact that they may have wealth, still they can't enjoy it. Why? Because they're always in anxiety, chinta aprameyam cha, that they're going to lose their wealth, that someone is going to steal that wealth from them, or that the economic situation will be such that their investments are compromised or lost. And then, of course, then the natural thing, people are worried. Wealthy people are worried that their children get kidnapped on their way to school and they have to pay a ransom, that they themselves are kidnapped or murdered for money, that they're robbed. Therefore, even they have that wealth, they can't really enjoy that wealth because they don't have peace of mind. In order to enjoy, you must be peaceful. Krishna says, Shushukam kartum avyayam. No, excuse me, that's not the one. Ashantasya kutasukam. He says, without peace, you can't be happy. So when people don't have peace of mind, then they can't be happy. And therefore, they can't enjoy their wealth. We see that people are so disturbed in Kali Yuga because they're also living the Ravana policy of stealing Sita. And they're constantly tortured by greed and lust and anxiety. And despite the fact that that wealth may be residing in their own home, in their own bank account, still they're cursed that they can't directly enjoy it. So how to do that? Yes, you have to keep Lakshmi connected with Narayan, Sita Devi connected with Lord Ramachandra. And that way you will always enjoy the blessings of the goddess of fortune, and one will have at least what they need if they don't get everything that they want. So for that, Srila Prabhupada gave us a nice formula. He said the devotees who are not missionaries, who aren't working full-time to spread the mission of Krishna consciousness movement, should at least give half of their income. It makes sense. There's the two halves, Lakshmi and Narayan. So for the service of Lord Narayan, you should give half of your Lakshmi. And that way, you will be ensured that the other half that you have will always be sufficient. Of course, often the argument comes up, well, it's not really practical, it's too much, it doesn't work. The argument is not a good one because it questions what Srila Prabhupada stated. However, if we as individuals can't realize that immediately, at least we should accept it in principle and figure out how to work our way up to that. And if we do, we'll find that, as Prabhupada here says, in that way they can continue in their opulent position without disturbance. Krishna will help. Krishna will give. The goddess of fortune will smile upon us and shower her blessings upon us. Why? Because yagya shishtashnashanto, because we're performing the yagya for the sage. Yagya sankirtana prayer. We're furthering the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. And of course, it's not a formula for the wealthy. The wealthy are getting Lakshmi by the grace of Lord Narayan, and the poor get Lakshmi by the grace of Narayan. Everyone is living by the grace of Radha and Krishna. We're all receiving whatever it is that we have. And therefore, it's everyone's responsibility to at least make an offering according to their means. The example there is of Kolavetra Sridhar. He offered half of his income, although he was a pauper. We should also try to follow that practical example. Whether you're living like a king and eating a 15-course meal three times a day, you have to offer that to Krishna. And if you're just a poor man and you're eating khichdi once a day, you have to offer your khichdi. Both should be offered. So whether you're making millions, you're just simply making a few cents, the results of what Krishna is giving to us should be offered back to him. And in that way we will live a dharmic, a religious life according to the formula which was inaugurated by the Creator, and it will give us the economic background to be able to live peacefully in such a way that we'll be able to use the balance of our time for practicing Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, purifying our hearts and becoming more and more detached and ultimately attached to Krishna, so that we qualify ourselves to go back home, back to Godhead. So it's a good preaching formula. This purport gives us the scientific and very reasonable way to encourage people to work in this world, but at the same time sacrifice the results of their work for the service of Lord Narayana. Hare Krishna.